Hello, how's it going? My name is Benjamin Carr, and I am presenting my master's work at Iowa State University. And to start off, I wanted to give you a big picture of what my poster is all about. My poster number is 1441. Please come and find me. So we got a surface energy balance. We've got solar radiation hitting the land surface, and energy is partitioned between all of these various different ways. So we've got water that's being transferred from the liquid phase to the gas phase through evaporation. We've got sensible heat flux where we have an energy increase on the surface and that increases the convection. We have thermal radiation that basically the surface heats up and the energy increases emitting from the surface. We also have soil heat flux. So the main focus of this partitioning is whether water is present. So if we've got water present, then we have more latent heat flux, transfer of energy from the liquid phase to the gas phase. We have less sensible heat flux. We have less sensible heat and less radiation emitted from the surface. So going back to this, there are many attempts to model this. Lots of people try to model this. We really want to understand this for lots of applications, from land surface modeling to weather and climate modeling. We really want to understand this feedbacks in energy and how energy is partitioned in the atmosphere and in the surface. So one of the ways that we use these models, we want to know how right they are, how close they are to reality. So we have to evaluate them. So weather and climate models are often in these large areas, they're generating weather output, or these land surface models are trying to get a soil moisture value for the whole area. Oftentimes, all we have are these little point measurements in the field to describe a whole field. Sometimes you have multiple ones, oftentimes you only have one. So what I'd like to present is another method of trying to get a larger scale, spatially averaged soil moisture measurement. And this is with cosmic ray neutron soil moisture with the COSMOS probe indicator on the screen. It is most of this 1 kilometer square area that this measurement can see. Basically what happens is we have cosmic rays coming into the atmosphere. They interact with particles in the atmosphere and decay, and ultimately they decay with the presence of hydrogen. So you have a lot of hydrogen, you don't have very much cosmic ray neutrons. You don't have very much hydrogen, you have a lot of these cosmic ray neutrons. So what we ultimately want to do is we use a land surface model, in this case IREBUS, to evaluate. We evaluate with this cosmic ray neutron soil moisture method. Thank you.
Thank you. Must be a question in the audience? Come on. No?
If you measure in 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer, how can affect the variability in the, for example, in other properties in the soil, like density or texture?
Right, so the question is how does this large scale measurement account for bulk density and soil texture? So in a lot of ways it doesn't fully grasp, like it basically just averages all of them together. So we have a calibration method that you take soil cores around this area and it calibrates the probe so that you can account for bulk density, you can account for some water at each different point to see how it all works together. Soil texture is more averaged out in the signal.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.